This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Please, you can be seated. I celebrate all the men of God in the house. God bless you in Jesus' name. There are several places in the scripture with the suggestion that, join me in 10 minutes. There are several places in the scripture with the suggestion that, I want to start from the book of Luke chapter 4, from verse 1. Several places in the scripture with the suggestion that it is actually possible for someone to have the Holy Spirit and not have the power. It used to disturb me. Because, you know, you can as well say that the Holy Spirit is the power of God, and you have the Holy Spirit, that means you have the power of God. That's a wrong extension of the revelation. Because, okay, not as if we are using experience to interpret the scriptures, but your experience is already telling you that though you have the Holy Spirit, that the power there is not evident. So if you say that the Holy Spirit is the power of God, and then you have the Holy Spirit, but the power of God is not there, there must be a gap in your revelation. So my duty this morning is to see if I can fill up the gap. The reason why I'm telling you this is, frustration comes on you when you realize your calling and the anointing that backs it up, the grace that backs it up is absent. It's frustration. You just be doing things that can only be done by the anointing. Don't do what only the anointing can do. It will be obvious that you are laboring in the flesh. One thing I need to tell you is also this. If God sends you to do something, He is the one that can do it also. Now, this is what I mean. The scripture said that God is the one that is at work in us, both to will and to do. That means you have no part. Your part is just yieldedness in obedience to the demands of God's instruction. You cannot do the work of God. That's what I want to do. Let's assume God called you man of God. You can't still do that work. God is the one that is going to do it. And there are avenues and resources that He has made available to cater for that assignment. If the inability to lay hold on the anointing of the season, you see, when I say the anointing, you can be formally anointed, and it can serve when you are a pastor in the campus. You are a pastor, you did work in the campus. Then suddenly you wanted to start a work. You need a new anointing. Are you getting where I'm going? Now, there are several people that transited in their ministry without transiting in the anointing. So when you transit in your calling or ministry, you are brought into a new thing in ministry, and there is no anointing, a new anointing to back it up, the gap will be obvious. If you are with me so far, say amen.
Amen.
So for a new season, for a new calling, for a new assignment, for even the first assignment, let's assume this is the first one, there is an anointing that backs it up. Don't go out without it. You will do yourself, your generation, a disservice. In fact, a time will come, you will wonder, and people will wonder whether you are actually called. You will be disturbed whether you are called. You will doubt your calling. Now, if you are as wise as Moses, or as wise as every other prophet in the scripture, anytime God calls any of them, they don't leave. The calling is not yet enough. After you are called, you need the anointing of that calling. Now, I need to tell you that the anointing of the Holy Spirit, anointing is not exactly the same thing as power. Are you seeing it now? You see, well, the power like the pastors have, everybody might not need it, but everybody needs an anointing for his destiny. Everybody might not need the power to work miracles. Are you with me so far? But everybody needs an anointing for his destiny. You can never achieve any destiny without an anointing. It is not possible. Did you know that those people, Moses received a template from heaven on how to build that tabernacle, on how to build the ark, and those things. But he wasn't the one that did it himself. The scripture told us about Bezalel. How many of you have heard of Bezalel? They have a curious anointing. They are anointed in curious act. So what Moses received, these people can put it into a physical shape. It takes an anointing. I tell you, it takes an anointing to play that keyboard. The day if somebody is playing that thing and he has never realized it, he won't do much for God. I can tell you free of charge. It takes an anointing to do. You see that people that is touching this mic, working on it, it takes an anointing to work there. I have seen people that if something is wrong, before they have touched anything, it is not the training they received. As soon as something is wrong, just like a man of God receives word of knowledge to know who is sick. The person working on that thing can receive word of knowledge to know where and what is wrong. He will not touch many things. He will just go there and touch it. It will be okay. I've seen it. I'm telling you from experience. You see, these people that work on media, streaming and all that, I'm a media person. So I have been involved in media training for years. I've worked in media myself. And I can tell you that there is an anointing for it. I want to just tell you the difference between anointing, power, Holy Spirit. They are close, but you just a little bit of a difference so that you understand how to lay hold on the one that you need. Everybody here needs an anointing to fulfill his destiny. Except it is not a God-given destiny. A God-given destiny needs a God-given empowerment. So the anointing is like that supernatural empowerment that makes you to achieve that your God-given destiny beyond your human capacity. You see it? You can run by your human capacity and you can do one or two things. But when an anointing comes on you to be the president of this nation, you will be like David. David was not what he is because of how good he is in human relationship, in social skills and social engineering. No. David became the standard of rulership, dominion and government simply because he received an anointing. Three times David was anointed. Three times. Just for him to be the king, just for him to achieve his assignment, he was anointed three times. Three times. And each anointing that came on David is a sign of a new season. So there was anointing that came on him. That anointing drove him to the wilderness. Everybody must understand that anointing. That is the same. Maybe because of time. I will not talk for long. Maybe like 30 minutes or so. So pay attention to me. Because you are going to pray. And if you pray, the Holy Spirit will anoint you. Amen. Now, the anointing is not in the oil. the anointing enters the oil. So the real substance is not the oil, it is what is in it. Yes. You can pick, you can buy your own oil. Buy it. Is can't you buy oil? They sell it. You can buy it. That's when you find out that the power is not in the oil. You can use that oil to cook. You can use it to fry. It's what we call plantain. What do you people call it? Today. You can use it to fry yam. Yam. You know yam? You can fry banana. Okay, is it banana you call it? We have kinds. This one, we don't eat it. So, you can use it to fry it. Potatoes, you can use it to fry it. That one you use for deliverance can also be used. You are not with me. That oil that is used for deliverance can be used to fry potato for you. Nothing will happen to you when you eat it. What is important in that oil is what is in it. What is inside it. You know, in some places in Nigeria, some people are plagued by the ministry of false and fake prophets. Anyway, in understanding of these things, fake and false is not exactly the same anyway. But those false prophets, some of them, I'm not against prophetic action and all those stuff, but rarely does God do it. When you make out a system out of something that should happen once, God will leave that. Yes. Let me give you an example. God will come and tell you, you are healing the sick. God will come and tell you, touch the leg. Touch it with the leg. And then God healed the person. Then you now said, now you now made it a system. Anybody that is sick, you will now be touching the leg. The next one will not happen. Because God just wanted to show you he can walk in any way. So after walking this way today, tomorrow, ask him, are you still walking this way? If he's still walking this way, continue. Are you with me? Because he can still walk that way. But tomorrow he might choose to walk another way. So you have to pick him. The problem with man is that, let me tell you, human beings are independent. That is the one of the very first impact of the fall. Is to declare independence from God. That is the spirit of rebellion. So what you want now, you now, what you want, they sit down, don't worry. What you want is to collect something from God or the man of God and leave. And stop contacting God or the man of God. That's what you want. I know. So I'm not, you don't need to tell me. So I'm not angry. I don't feel bad. Me too, I think like God. And I understand that human beings are like that. So sometimes when we come for meeting, the way all the things we distribute, if we get 70% result, feedback from you, that is magnificent. That is powerful. But Jesus walked on 10. Only one came back. Who am I? Who am I? So I'm very humble with the feedback. I know when I minister like this, I know why many people come. They come to see if they can collect something and then be independent and then start running. You can do it for me, but you can't do it for God. For everything God gives you, you still need God to run it. So God cannot give you something and then you go and then continue using that in any way you want. As soon as you do it, you become false and fake. There is a patent right to every anointing and gift that God gave you. What did I say? Patent right. Anytime you bring it out, they will say, this is coming from heaven. Is heaven still aware that you are using this thing this way you are using it? Every day I wake up to pray. As much as God has helped me a little in prayer, I still ask him, help me, Holy Spirit, help me. Help me. Help me to pray. Help me to pray. But you have, the way I'm looking at you, you have mastered prayer. He has mastered prayer. Me, I'm learning. So every morning, I wake up, I beg the Holy Spirit, teach me to pray today or I'm finished. Any day the Holy Spirit didn't teach me to pray, I don't know what I'm doing that day. So you see, the reason is because it's not as if I've not received something from God. But if that thing will remain fresh, correct, and potent, I will still have to refer to the giver for the daily use, for the daily administration of the same thing. That is what the Bible, that's why when the Lord was releasing to us the Lord's Prayer, he said, give to us this day our what? Daily bread. The manna in the wilderness lasts for only one day. There is a reason, so that you will come tomorrow. If, yes, now, the children of Israel, some of them packed the manna, so that when they now collect it, they will now go home and not come back. They will not come to church again. They will not, they will leave the past. They will not have anything to do with the church, do with even, do with anything. They are now anointed themselves. So why do they need a man of God? Are you seeing it now? God will make sure you fail so that you come back and find out that even what you receive, you need training in it. You need sustenance in it. You need to be going back to the giver so that he will be breathing freshness on it. Listen to me. An anointing can be new. An anointing can also be fresh. It's not the same thing. You can receive a new anointing after like 6 months of using it without going back to the fountain from whence it is hewn. The anointing, it might not stop, but it's no more fresh. The scripture said that they shall speak with new tongues. That word new is kainos. Kainos. Kainos means fresh. Let me explain to you what it means. Do you speak in tongues? Do you know that there are sometimes you speak in tongues, nothing really happened to you. You are just chattering along. Let me tell you what is freshness, and that is what tongues is supposed to do. Because according to the scripture in the Old Testament, the scripture said, this is the rest wherewith I will cause my people to rest. Say, with a stammering lips and an unknown tongue will I speak unto these people. So when a man speaks in tongues, the first thing he does to you is to cause your soul to rest. That is how God rests. And the proof of rest is refreshment. What did I say? The proof of rest is that you are refreshed. I'm not the one that said it. The Bible said that God created for 6 days, and on the seventh day he rested and he was refreshed. I said, God is refreshed. So the proof that you have rested is that you are refreshed. Have you not slept 8 hours and woke up and you are still tired? How many of you is like, that means even though you slept, you have not rested. Sleep is not rest. There are people that slept and they don't have rest in this life. So when you actually rest, you'll be refreshed. You can sleep for 2 hours and you are refreshed. And you can sleep for 8 and you are still tired. That means what we look for, what your soul, your inner man is looking for, is actually rest, not sleep. So this is what God does. When a man contacts the fountain of life, because according to the scripture in the book of John chapter 7, he said, on that day, that great and final day of the feast, Jesus raised a strong cry. He said, let him that thirst come, so that he will drink. So that after drinking, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. The writer of the book of John said in his commentary that this he spake, speaking about the Holy Ghost, that shall be given to them that believe. So the first point of call of the Holy Spirit is to stir new fountains within you. The scripture called it rivers. He didn't say one river. I found out that since you began to speak in tongues and got born again, many people has only drank one river. The Holy Spirit came to steer rivers, but you have only encountered one river. On that account, freshness has left your secret place. You are still praying, fasting, studying, but that freshness, there is that hunger and freshness
that used to come to you that time when you encountered God and when you got born again is no more there. You can't go back now because you are already a man of God, but that is no more there. It's no more there. On that basis, you need a fresh anointing. It is on this account you need what? A fresh anointing. What is a fresh anointing? A fresh anointing is when the Holy Spirit comes to breathe afresh on what he gave you before. He's not giving you something new, but he is breathing afresh on it. Something is fresh not because it is actually new. It is fresh because the Holy Spirit is making another emphasis on it. So when the Holy Spirit makes a fresh emphasis on something, it becomes kairos. Kairos. Kairos fresh. I want to dwell in the freshness of God. What I'm teaching you now is one of my greatest prayers. Some of you that have listened to me, some of you follow us on YouTube and other, have you not noticed? Maybe you can ask yourself that question. Why is it that if this man ministers seven times you are blessed and it's fresh? It is not just about what I'm saying. There is a fountain. Anytime I come to minister, I put my head under that fountain. You are seeing me coming on a suit. I'm under a fountain. I'm not under the car. I'm not under the building. I'm not under this building. I'm under a heavenly fountain, my friend. Once that fountain is cascading from heaven on my head, it will flow. It will flow. Psalms chapter 133. No need to turn there, but you can write it. He said, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. He said, it's like that fresh oil. Say after me, fresh oil. That came upon the head of Aaron that ran down his beard and even went down to the skirts of his garment. It's like the dew upon Mount Hermon. He said, in that place, the Lord commanded the blessing. It's fresh. So it's like the dew will pour on you. It's like the fresh oil will come on you. I pray it every day. I came back in the night very tired before we finished everything. It's after 12 to 1. I have to still cry for some hours. Lord, fresh oil. If not, you come in the morning. You are saying something. You know, people can see the anointing. Somebody can even fall under power. But people are not steered towards God. See, what I'm saying is not falling under power. That's not exactly what is fresh. You notice that when I minister, beyond the things happening, there is this glory. There is this drawing in you to come closer to God. Have you not seen where people fall under power and you are not interested? That means there is no freshness in it. There is no emphasis of the Holy Ghost in it. There is no wooing. When the Holy Ghost is in a thing, there is a wooing. You know what is a wooing? What you did to your wife before you married her. You tell her you are beautiful. You are this. You are that. I will take care of you. You are the love of my... You did... Pastor, are you sure you did this? That thing is called a wooing. A wooing. I'm yet to see a woman that can resist it. I'm yet to. The strongest. No. A wooing. If you know how to use words, any woman can follow you. I know they will not believe it, but it's true. Huh? That is why one of the greatest consecrations of a woman that God will use is what you hear. Because if you keep hearing, I love you, one day you will think on it. No matter who is telling you. That's how a woman is wired. Yes. Some things I don't want to believe me. But it's true. One day you will be weak and you will have disappointment everywhere. You just say, who am I? I just need to talk to somebody. Then you will remember, I love you. That one they spoke to your ear. You just say, let me just give this guy a chance. It's not as if you like him or you don't like him. Even till now, you don't like him. But he kept speaking to you. Kept speaking to you. Kept speaking to you. You kept listening. You kept listening. That's called wooing. The only reason why I said this is not because it's important. The only reason why I said it is that is how the Holy Ghost woos you too. The Holy Spirit woos you. Huh? Sometimes you come to pray and it seems as if, you know, when you are sweating and you entered an air conditioner, the thing comes on you. Hey! You will now say the presence of God is here. You have not entered the presence yet. They are still calling you. Yes. Many of the things you call the presence of God, you have not entered yet. You are entering. So as you are entering, they release something. They release an atmosphere that have the ability to suck you in. The more you go into that thing you felt, that thing you sensed, the more you are sucked in. Huh? You have been there. And the deeper you go, the deeper the glory of God comes on you. A point will come, your spirit, soul, and body will gain alignment. There will be one in the spirit. At that point, that is where the journey into Zion starts. Every progress you make at that moment begins to count. When a man come out from that place, he is a God carrier. Don't call that man a normal man. God has saturated his soul. Fresh. Fresh. If you want to remain fresh, you have to know the way of priesthood. Normal human being want to receive something from God, receive a grace. Somebody came and met me and said, Apostle, I want to pray. I just want to pray only and just pray and die. I said, no, you have missed the point. You have just missed the whole point. You see, prayer is the means to an end. It is to touch and carry God. Are you seeing it now? When you make the means the end, you will miss the whole point. Are you getting the point? So the man, young man just wants to pray as the end of everything. Now, even though when you pray and you get to the end, you will still keep praying. Because in my own understanding of the exact eternal concept of prayer, prayer is both the means and the end. But don't make what is both the means and the end, just make it the means. You just want to pray so that they said you prayed. What's the benefit? The only thing you benefited from prayer is that they just said you prayed. The only thing you want to have is that this young man is a prayer machine. If he prays like this, he didn't like it. When you finish, your life is dry. Your words are dry. Your character is dry. Everything. No self-control. No discipline. Nothing to show that you are filled with the Holy Spirit. Are you blessed? Is God calling you to do something new? You need a new anointing. No matter what it is. Even if God is calling you to start a business, oh, you need an anointing for business. I can tell you free of charge that there are people anointed to do business, to buy and sell. Many years ago, around 1999, 2000, my mother had a vision, an encounter. You know what? My mother is a businesswoman. She's also a powerful minister of the gospel, but she's also a businesswoman. I don't know how she was able to do it. It's a mystery. I'm still researching. I'm still doing research. How they were able to do ministry, train us, and do business at the same time. It's a mystery. She had a vision, and in that vision, her job is she sells yam, produce, farm produce. She goes to, there are regions in Nigeria that is given to farming only. She goes there, buys the yam in big quantity, comes back and retail it, do the retail. But before she started, she didn't have any money. But she had a vision. In that vision, she saw where one trailer, you know what is a trailer? Filled with yam. Somebody drove it and said, "This is your own." As of the moment they said this, she doesn't have up to 5 pieces of yam that is her own. So she went to pray, and a man of God came. We were in a night vigil one time, and the man of God came and prophesied to her concerning the matter, prayed for her. The anointing for that business came. She started that business with an average of 2,200. She started that business with an average of 100 kwacha, Zambian kwacha. I want to show you how small it is, just 100. Do you know how she does her business? You are the one selling. She's buying from retailers, not wholesalers. Buy from you. Move a little to one corner like this and start selling. That is business wise is rubbish. Because if I'm buying, why will I buy from you if I can buy from her? Are you getting the point?
Yes, sir.
This is where she bought from, and she just moved a little and started selling. And her goods are not big, because people normally buy where there is stock, there is a lot of goods. She just have like 5 or 10. One of my uncles, she saved and got that 2,000 naira. That's how she, but she had an anointing. That's what I'm trying to tell you. She had an anointing to do that business. The reason why I'm saying this is that when I say anointing, everybody will say ministry. No, you need an anointing to be a businessman. You need an anointing to be a politician. You need an anointing to teach in schools. There are people that is anointed to raise students in universities. Every student that passed through their hands still remember them. Out of all the many people that taught you, there is one teacher that you still remember. Is it not true? That person is anointed to teach. There is that one teacher in your schooling days. Somehow you still remember that person, because the person made the greatest impact in your journey in education. After some time, she now learned where these people used to go and buy, and she went and bought 100. Before you know it, the thing grew, anointing. Now people started accusing her and say, "You did not learn this business and you are doing it." Because normally you learn. She did not learn. She had an anointing. The scripture said, there is an anointing that teaches. There are several things that the anointing will teach you that you did not learn anywhere. You will just do it and you will find out that you are correct beyond any human reasoning. The anointing. Anybody that jokes with the anointing doesn't want to fulfill his destiny. There is no destiny that is accurately fulfilled without an anointing. Now, whether you know... Now, listen. There are people that are anointed. They don't know that they are anointed. And there are people that do several things for God in destiny. If you ask them, they say it's not anointing. It's study and all that. There is anointing to see things in the Bible that other people are not seeing. There is anointing to teach. There is teaching anointing. I hope you know. When the person teaches, you'll be wondering, why didn't I see this thing like this? Why can't I say it like this? You'll be looking and be wondering. You will think it ended that place. The person will take the same part of the Bible. The one he used to preach yesterday, he will use it and preach today. The same thing. Next tomorrow, he will use it and preach to the same audience. And everybody will be wondering. You picked... One time I was in school of ministry some years ago, and the man of God that was teaching us came and gave us an assignment
to prepare message, sermon, to prepare sermon that we are going to preach. So, me, I've done a lot of study. I've given myself and I've started receiving a measure of the teaching anointing. So, but there is some other pastors with us. The man of God went to prepare for his sermon. If you see the way he prepared, we were going in like 30 minutes or so. So the man came with about 10 to 15 scriptures. My brother, in about 10 to 15 minutes, the 15 scriptures has finished. The man didn't know what to say. He finished 15 scriptures in less than 15 minutes and ended his message. You see it? Because what he does is that he will come, bring the Bible like this, read it. Sorry. Psalm chapter 100. What the Bible said, and then you read it. Follow what the Bible said in Jesus' name. He will read another one. Now, it's not as if that has a measure of work. Because the word of God has power on its own. You don't need to explain it for it to work. Are you getting what I'm saying? But if you are a teacher, you need to explain the scripture. Explanation. Exposition. Exhortation. Dissection. These are the words that a teacher should be conversant with. A teacher will be teaching you something deep and big. He's not feeling it. You are the only one feeling as if he's big. For him, he's not. For him, he's just like he's just trekking like this. He's just trekking. You are saying, wow, what a big. He's just trekking. Why? The anointing is leading. It's not suggestion session. It's not brainstorming. The scripture said the Holy Spirit drove him, meaning that if you had allowed him as a person, this is not where he would have wanted to go after this kind of baptismal session. And the voice came from heaven and said, this is my beloved son. Look at magnificent. He has a mighty call from heaven. Everybody, clear the road for him. No anointing, you will die. You will die. No matter what was said, no matter who said it, if the anointing for that does not come, you will kill yourself trying to achieve that coming. So what happened is that after that declaration came from heaven, the Holy Spirit, knowing what it takes to achieve such a thing, drove him to the wilderness. That's what the Bible said in Luke chapter 4, verse 1. So when he entered the wilderness, he entered the wilderness full of the Holy Spirit. But when you get to verse 14 of the same Luke, the Bible said, and Jesus came out of the wilderness full of the power of the Spirit. I said, I don't understand. So, there is a difference. The reason why I'm telling you this thing, there is a difference between the Holy Ghost and the power. The Holy Spirit is a person. The power is the energy with which he works. The problem with people is that they make a person an energy, even though the boundary of God's energy is trapped within the person of the Holy Ghost. But him himself is a person. He is the person of the power. What did I say? The Holy Spirit is the person of the power of God. But he's a person. Maybe you go back and study this more. He is not power. He is the person of the power. Are you getting it now? You can't have the power of God outside of the Holy Spirit. Yet, him as the Holy Spirit is not power. He contains the power. He holds the power. He is the person of the power. He is the person of the presence. He is the person of the anointing. If you are with me so far, say amen.
Amen.
Are you blessed?
Amen.
That small business that my mother started with 200 kwacha is now fact. It has grown big. I don't want to say, but it has grown big simply because she was anointed. Against all odds, the anointing can pierce territories.
the anointing can crush opposition. In fact, when you persecute the anointing, it becomes bigger. The anointing doesn't go down in the face of challenges. It becomes stronger. In fact, the challenges make, except you are not anointed. If persecution, challenge, and things come and the anointing left, I'm not sure you are anointed, because the anointing makes, it is in the face of challenge that the anointing becomes stronger. Because the very reason, the very purpose of the anointing coming on you is to conquer those oppositions. God knew that by your hand you cannot do it. So he anointed you so that by a supernatural enablement you will be able to counter the hindrances and the oppositions that stand before the way of your achieving the purpose of God in your life. You need an anointing. It was Moses. The fathers knew this. The patriarchs, they knew it. Some people come and they downplay the anointing. You are joking. If Jesus, your Savior, Jesus, your Lord, needed to be anointed, who are you? In fact, when the Bible said, when the Bible said in the book of John that he was given the Spirit without measure, the Spirit there is beyond the person of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit there is also anointing. He had the anointing without measure. Jesus himself said in that same book of Luke chapter 4 in verse 18. Let me read it for you, because it's just because of time. I will stop in the next 5 or 10 minutes. But let me read the scripture to help you. Verse 18 said, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because he had anointed me." Let's leave the purpose of the anointings or the kinds of anointing. You see, the reason why I said you can be anointed for several things is there is something people don't understand. There are anointings are specific to assignments. They are specific to issues. Listen to me now. You can have the anointing to teach and not the anointing to heal. But if we ask you, are you anointed? You can say you are anointed and you are correct. You are anointed and you are correct. Are you seeing it now? But there are specificities in the anointing. In my study of spiritual things, the anointing is one of the most intelligent spiritual commodities. The anointing of the Holy Spirit is intelligent. Very, very intelligent. If I point at this young man, the anointing will not come on you. It will come on him. Are you seeing it now? That means the anointing is intelligent. He knows where you are sending it. The anointing is intelligent. That this is to prove to you that there are specificities in the anointing. So there are several, one or two anointings you have trapped. But what you are expecting God to do through your life now, you have not trapped the specific anointing that can deal with it. Now, I'm not here to teach that. But there is the raw anointing of the Holy Spirit. Every apostolic grace, there is a level you can come in God. You must operate in the raw anointing. The raw anointing is multi-purpose. That's, by the way, I don't want to go there. I will stay too long. But there is a multi-purpose anointing. When the raw anointing comes, it will start handling anything that is available. It will be handling it. Well, you can't trust that. You have to be sure of several things that you have that the anointing in your life can produce. If you know one or two of what they can produce, if you come in a minute, a meeting or a ministration, other things are not working, but you know that if you ever open the Bible, that the anointing will come. There are people, things will not be happening, you know, but they know that as once they open the scripture and begin to teach it, very soon the heart of the people will be galvanized. The glory of God will come in the place and everybody will be set.
So once you know you have it,
the anointing, you need the anointing to teach, to deliver God's counsel. For example, utterance is an anointing. In fact, from my studies of the scripture, I found out, because the prophetic in its purest sense is speaking for God. And if you will speak for God, you need a mouth. We call it a mouth. That is what God gave prophet Jeremiah. He said, I give you a mouth. You need a mouth to speak for God. Are you getting it? The density of that mouth in the new covenant or testament, that thing that the old prophets call mouth, we call it utterance. You can know several things to say. Say it, problem. You can even say it, it will not make sense to people. It will not have the right impact. I am not here to teach utterance. There is, I have a full lecture on utterance. Full lecture. I was in the spirit on a day, and the Holy Spirit took me by hand. He said, come, let me teach you the mystery of utterance. When he finished teaching me, he said, title it, The Administration of Utterance. I don't want to go there. Okay, leave it. Just forget this thing I said now. The only reason why I said it is that there are seven people here. The Lord will touch your mouth. Listen, that's what God did to the prophet. He said, and the Lord stretched forth his hand and what? Touched his mouth. Touched his mouth. You cannot have a dumb mouth and speak for God. Something must happen to your mouth. It's utterance. Sometimes utterance is like a rod of fire. When the person is speaking, the rod stands like this. It stands before the congregation. It doesn't matter what the person is saying. Fire will be everywhere. It's like a rod of fire. Utterance. That's what the Bible meant by Jesus saying that I will give you a mouth and a wisdom that men cannot gainsay. Anybody hear you, he can't resist what you are saying. If, whether he likes you or not, that doesn't matter. Because I feel that fire. Father, I ask you to touch those seven lips. Seven. Give them a mouth. Bring them for me. Seven. Seven. From my left to my right. From the front to the back. Seven lips of fire. Utterance of God coming like a roar, like a fire from your lips. Something that men cannot stand. When you open your mouth, it will seem as if the weight and potency of heaven is embedded in your words. So strong, so mighty, so powerful, so incisive, so sharp that men cannot resist the cutting edge that is in it. Utterance of fire. Everywhere you are, pray. You need an anointing. You need an anointing. You need an anointing. Your calling is impotent. Without an anointing, it will seem as if your calling is crippled. It will seem as if you have a crippled calling. It takes an anointing to make your calling to begin to be locomotive. Apariakos Vreto Kapamperia Tamande Jacoparia Patantela Isa Patapa Campeta Ariapata Kapamparia I tepena I tesota Apedia Kapampola Aupa Kateria Zapampala Ateria. Somebody is praying. I Kapatea. Lord, I've seen the assignment. Raise the anointing. Koparian para kopata, japeta kapampe, yapata para kota, ampapa paria, papa papo, yapapa papo, zapate patakapa, apapate kapata kapata, japatapa.
choir, pray, choir, pray. There is an anointing to sing. When you sing, the glory of God falls. Oh my God. I pray us. Sulia Kappa. Upata Katada. Sapampeta. Kapolia. Kapolia. Apatataya. Apatataya. Ho ho. You are not praying. Don't miss your moment. Angels are moving around. They are carrying vials of oil. They are carrying containers filled with oil. This is an anointing service. Pastor, pray, oh, pray, oh, pray, oh, pray, oh, pray, oh. I sense a new season, and because of that, I need a new anointing. Anoint me afresh, oh God. Fata papila kapona, ambrate patianta, shapa kapapena, ampaparia, ampaparia, ampaparia. The anointing of the living God is falling, is falling, is falling. You need an anointing. Shatelios. Veka paponta baria, apreta paka pampa, japa takai, ambra papori, amba papa 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 pol, shaka papa 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 kapol. Aya papa peka tapa dake, pampor pampor, amba papa pekika, papa pol, papa papol, papa papol, papa papol, peka kendi, ika papa, papari, papa papari, papari, papa papari, papari. Angels, move on, move on, move on, move on, move on. I ask that the angel of the living God move through this auditorium. Search for people that are due for new anointing. Search for people that are hungry for fresh anointing. Locate them. Locate them with an anointing. Locate them with an anointing. Locate them with an anointing. It's coming. Make sure you are praying. Angels, mark their faces. Angels, as they pray, mark their faces. Sodia palakate, ampate mante, shapata kaparia, ampapa paria. It's coming. Apapa tede kapa. Ushers, bring them for me. Apete kaporia, antapandia, ampapa pakape. A new anointing, a new anointing, a new anointing, a new anointing. Sir, pass. Oh, Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Shapadio, ambrata papa pakate, ambapa pate dia, ambrata pate. My head, you have exalted. You know how to play. Like the horn of the unicorn, and I am anointed with fresh oil. My head you have exalted, like the horn of the unicorn, and I am anointed with fresh oil. My head you have exalted, like the horn of the unicorn, and I am anointed. Pastor, cry for fresh oil. Your ministry is becoming stale and dormant and stagnant. My head you have exalted, like the horn of the unicorn, and I am anointed with fresh oil. My head you have exalted, like the horn of the unicorn, and I am anointed
with fresh oil. My head you have exalted like the horn of the unicorn, and I am anointed. The Holy Spirit is anointing people now. Don't miss your moment. Fresh anointing. Dynamic anointing. Dynamic anointing. Anointing for several reasons and several purposes. Lay hold on your own. The Lord came to Moses and said, go and deliver these people. Take them to the land that I promised them. And Moses said, you have told me to deliver these people, but you have not told me who you are sending with me. There is an anointing that sends men. The sending anointing. The anointing is a tool for warfare. Be ye anointed. This day, the Lord has anointed you. This day, the Lord has anointed you. This day, the Lord has anointed you. I heard you have exalted like the horn of the unicorn, and I am anointed with fresh oil. My head you have exalted like the horn of the unicorn, and I am anointed with fresh oil. My head you have exalted like the horn of the unicorn, and I am anointed with fresh oil. My head you have exalted like the horn of the unicorn, and I am anointed with fresh oil. My head you have exalted like the horn of the unicorn, and I am anointed with fresh oil. My head you have exalted like the horn of the unicorn, and I am anointed with fresh oil. It's flowing. 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 My head you have exalted like the horn of the unicorn, and I am anointed with fresh oil. My head you have exalted like the horn of the unicorn, and I am anointed with fresh oil. Wherever you are, pray for 2 minutes. I can feel the anointing intensifying, intensifying, intensifying. Variato solas, shuve de kapali, apente pada kapoli. Some of you, your hands will burn. Some of you, the fire of God will be all over you. It's the anointing. Some of you, it will be on your head. It's the anointing. Some of you, your feet will come under fire. Fire, fire, fire. It's the anointing. It's the anointing. It's anointing. It's anointing. 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 Stronger. Holy Ghost. Anointing. From today, you are anointed. From today, the Lord anoints you. My head you have exalted like the horn of the unicorn, and I am anointed with fresh oil. My head you have exalted, by the horn of the unicorn, and I am anointed with fresh oil. My head you have exalted. Listen to me. I want to pray for young pastors here. You are a young pastor, especially if you are not up to 30 years, or it has not been long you started. Come and stand on this stage. Come and stand here like this. You are not up to 30 years. Come to this stage. Join hands with your neighbor. The glory of God is on this stage. Stand behind them. Listen. If you are not a young pastor, you come here, you are lying. Listen to me. Listen. Stand behind them. Stand behind. It is better not to come out than to lie. If you stand before people like us, don't lie. Whether you are male or female, wherever you are, let's pray. Let's pray for them. There is a fresh anointing that is coming on them. God wants to use them mightily. And if you are here, pray now. If I notice you are not praying, I will just remove you. Show you. This day the Lord anoints you. This day. This day the Lord anoints you. Anoints you. Fresh oil, head you have exalted. Please come to this. Tell them to move this. My head you have exalted, like the horn of the unicorn, and I am anointed with fresh oil. My head you have exalted. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name, listen. Stop praying. Let me pray for you. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Stop praying. Stop praying. Let me pray for you. Father, anoint these ones. Let your glory come on them. Yes, he's here. At the count of three. One, two, three. Fire! May
Maintain that position. Maintain it. Pray for 1 minute. Then soak in the anointing. Soak it in. Soak it in. Wherever you are in the auditorium, just lift up your right hand and pray. The Lord will anoint. Say the Lord. Just pray as you pray. The Lord will anoint that your right hand. You are going to put it on your head. Keep praying. Keep praying. Keep praying. Keep praying. If you don't focus, nothing will happen. Elisha told Gehazi to take his rod and go and put it on the young child. You went there, nothing happened. Elisha took the same rod and something happened. It's about consciousness. It's about a revelation. It's about the person. As you are lifting up your hands and praying, something is coming on that your hand. Young pastors, the anointing is on you. Soak it in. Soak it in. From today, you are anointed. From today.
Heard you have exalted like the horn of the unicorn, and I am anointed with fresh oil. My head you have exalted like the horn of the unicorn, and I am anointed with fresh oil.
The Holy Ghost.
My head you have exalted like the horn of the unicorn, and I am anointed with fresh oil. My head you have exalted like the horn of the unicorn, and I am anointed with fresh oil. My head you have exalted like the horn of the unicorn, and I am anointed with fresh oil. My head you have.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name, listen. Stop praying. Let me pray for you. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Stop praying. Stop praying. Let me pray for you. Father, anoint these ones. Let your glory come on them. Yes, he's here. At the count of three. 1, 2, 3.
Fire!
Maintain that position. Maintain it. Pray for 1 minute. Then soak in the anointing. Soak it in. Soak it in. Wherever you are in the auditorium, just lift up your right hand and pray. The Lord will anoint. Say the Lord. Just pray as you pray. The Lord will anoint that your right hand. You are going to put it on your head. Keep praying. Keep praying. Keep praying. Keep praying. If you don't focus, nothing will happen. Elisha told Gehazi to take his rod and go and put it on the young child. You went there, nothing happened. Elisha took the same rod and something happened. It's about consciousness. It's about a revelation. It's about the person. As you are lifting up your hands and praying, something is coming on that your hand.